race to find a common ground. All I really want is the wavelength. All I really want is some comfort, a way to get my hands on a tide. All I really want is some justice. All I really want is some patience, a way to calm me down. And all I really want is a deliverance and a common ground. And all I really want is some peace, my love.
Hello, everybody. It's a Monday, September 22nd, 2014, and it's a beautiful day here at Dominican. If you don't know who I am DJ Smooth, and my show, I'm here to bring you my show called Raider Rage. Basically, what I'm going to talk about throughout this whole semester is Raider football and how, like, I love it so much, and I'm going to recap the games and talk about the previews of next game. So it's going to be really, really exciting this year, even though my Raiders ain't doing as well as I think they should be doing. And, you know, everyone's a big Raider hater, but basically I grew up a Raider fan since birth. I was, you know, my dad, my parents, they raised me as to be a Raider fan. So, you know, silver and black runs through my blood. So it's hard. I know it's been hard the last couple of years, or not last year, last decade. But I feel like the Raiders are ready to turn around the corner. So hope you enjoy listening to what I have to say about my Oakland Raiders. Raider Rage, that's what it's called with DJ Smooth. So today we're going to talk about the heartbreaking loss yesterday against the New England Patriots. Going to talk about the winners and losers of the Raiders. Like the winners, like the players who won, who could have done better, that. And then we'll preview next week's game in London against the Miami Dolphins. So let's get right into it. About yesterday's game against the New England Patriots. So the Raiders lost yesterday 16-9 to the New England Patriots in New England in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And in a game which, you know, they could have won, or, you know, they should have won, honestly. I watched the game yesterday. They should have won the game. They played well against the New England Patriots. They were with the New England Patriots, which is considered, the Patriots are considered one of the best teams in the league every year, and they were head-to-head with the Patriots for the whole game, for four entire quarters, and they had a chance to win at the end of the game. So it was 16-9 with one minute left. The Raiders, you know, they had a chance to win the game. They had first and goal after a pass interference called on New England, which got them, the Raiders, into on the goal line. They were at the 4-yard line. There was about a minute left to go, and Derek Carr, the starting quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, he's a rookie. He played here up here in Fresno State, so he's familiar with the area. So Derek Carr decided, he handed off the ball to the running back, Darren McFadden. He's been with the Raiders for a couple years now. Handed it off, and no one touched him. He walked right into the end zone, but the offensive guard, rookie Gabe Jackson, was called with a holding penalty, which is, honestly, the refs got that one wrong, because honestly, that was a ticky tack call. That was not a holding penalty. I don't know. I really couldn't see how they can call that a holding penalty, because honestly, Gabe Jackson did what he was supposed to do. He drove I think it was Patrick Chung, the safety for the New England Patriots. He held them right between the pads, right between the numbers, and did nothing wrong. It was a horrible call by the penalties. I mean, horrible penalty by the referees. Horrible call. And I was checking the news today, and let me see. CSN Bay Area reported that the Raiders were very... they wanted to dispute the holding call that nullified the late touchdown. That would have tied the game, and it could have eventually sent the game to overtime where the Raiders would have had another chance to win the game. So, yeah, so they call that back on first and goal. They call the touchdown back because of the holding penalty. And then next play, Derek Carr steps back into the pocket, throws it to Denarius Moore, one of the Raiders' wide receivers, throws it, hits Denarius Moore right in the hands. Right in the hands. And you're taught if the ball hits you in the hands, you're supposed to catch the ball. You're not supposed to, you know, drop it. But it hits him right in the hands. It bounces off. A New England player deflects the ball. So the ball's in the air. And then Vince Wilfork, of the New England Patriots catches the ball and intercepts the ball. And that ends the game. And it was very disappointing to see, because the Raiders played so well throughout the game. I was there just so excited, because everyone thought the Raiders were going to get blown out, especially after their horrible game week two, where they just got dismantled by the Houston Texans. So they lost 30-14. So I was so excited. They were playing so well. The defense was stepping up, because the defense hasn't looked good since the start of the season. So the defense was playing well. Justin Tuck had a couple sacks, the defensive lineman of the Raiders. He came over from the New York Giants. If you don't know who Justin Tuck is, he's also on the Subway commercials. You know, that's him, the big black tall guy, strong buff. That's him. Khalil Mack, the rookie from Buffalo, the linebacker, he had another great game. He's making his case for a NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Darren McFadden, the running back, if you look at the stat sheet, he really didn't have like a great game. It doesn't look like a good game. He only had 18 of the rushes for 59 yards. That's not flashy, but he had a decent game, solid game. He protected the quarterback when he had to, when he was in pass protection. He caught some passes. He ran up the middle. He was running hard, so got to give him credit. And it was Derek Carr, the rookie quarterback from Fresno State, looked great. He looked great. He did good in New England, hostile territory, going against future Hall of Famer Tom Brady. And he stepped up. He didn't back down. He did what he had to do. He put his team in a position to win the game. And they should have won the game. They are first and goal. Right there with less than a minute to go. They should have tied the game and went to overtime. And you don't know what happened. But, yes, Denarius Moore hit him right in the hands. He should have caught that ball. And it's so frustrating, because as a Raider fan, it seems like we always have games like this. Every year, we always have games that we should have won. Like week one against the New York Jets, we lost 19-14. But we had the lead 7-3, and we had so many opportunities to win that game. Honestly, we should be 2-1 right now and not 0-3. But what can we do? It's very disappointing, because I love the Raiders so much, but it's so demoralizing, and it just makes me think, like, why am I still a Raiders fan? Why am I still do this? It's just there's too much love, and I don't know. But we should have won the game. It was a game that could have turned, it would have been a season, even though it's early in the season, this could have turned around our season like that, like so fast. It could have turned, like, we would have been, feeling good going into next week's game against the Miami Dolphins on a high horse and be able to bring our record to 2-2. But now we lost the game. It's just it's very frustrating. Very, very, very frustrating. Because we always have games like this year. Like, especially last year, we had games that we should have won. We had like 6 or 7 games that we should have won last year. And it's hard, because you're just thinking, when are they going to get it? When are the Raiders going to finally understand that they need to win games like this? Like close games where they need that they're in the game and they need to win and should win. They got to hold on to these games and pull them out because things are not going to change if they don't end up winning games like this. They just, I don't know. The Raiders played, they should have won. They should have won. It was very frustrating. Very, 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 very frustrating. But there's nothing we can do. But Derek Carr, we go back to Derek Carr, the rookie quarterback. He held his own against Tom Brady. He completed 21 passes out of 34 attempts for 174 yards with one interception and no touchdowns. That one interception wasn't his fault. His receiver should have caught that. So let's talk about Derek Carr for a second. So Derek Carr, drafted in the second round out of Fresno State, and everyone thought he was going to sit this year because the Raiders traded for Matt Schaub from the Houston Texans. And Matt Schaub was supposed to be, he's a veteran. He had a horrible year last year, but Matt Schaub was supposed to be, hold the job for a couple of years until Derek Carr got ready. That was the plan. But in the preseason, Derek Carr outplayed Matt Schaub. Even third string quarterback Matt McGloin outplayed Matt Schaub. And Matt Schaub lost his job because Derek Carr, preseason, the last game of the preseason, Derek Carr had a phenomenal game against the Seattle Seahawks, and the Seattle Seahawks have is considered one of the best defensive teams, if not the best defensive team in the NFL. And he had a great game. So Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, decided to, you know what, we're gonna start Derek Carr. He gives us the best chance to win. And he's proven that in these first three games of the regular season. He's proven that he can be a successful quarterback in the NFL. And you can see he brings a lot of energy to the team. He brings lots of energy to the team. He's a great leader. He looks like he's in the development to a great leader. And, you know, get the Raiders back on track and get them back to where they belong, and that is in the Super Bowl. Before this last decade, the Raiders were the NFL's winningest team in NFL history. They were considered the team of the decades, the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And then the 2000s started off good until, you know, the infamous Tuck rule against the New England Patriots in the 2001 divisional playoff game. And ever since that game, it's just gone straight downhill. The Raiders have one of the worst records since 2002. They haven't made the playoffs since 2002, where they got crushed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And the Raider fans, including myself, are sick of losing. They're just sick of it. We're done. We're honestly just done with losing. And it seems like, you know, Mark Davis, Al Davis's son, who now owns the team since Al Davis' death, says that he's done with losing too. And I don't know. I don't quite believe him, because he says that, but we're still getting the same results. Hopefully they can turn it around. It's still early in the season, but the Raiders have the toughest schedule in the league, so it's going to be hard. They have Miami, the Miami Dolphins, next week in London. I don't even know why we're playing in London, but in London. So that's another 10 o'clock game. That's considered another East Coast game, and the Raiders they don't play well in the East Coast. They haven't won an East Coast game it's been a couple years. But so the Raiders need to turn it around, because they have no easy breaks in their schedule. They have the Miami Dolphins in London next week. Then they have a bye week, so they get a rest after traveling. They've a lot in their first four games. Then they're back home against the San Diego Chargers. And right now, the San Diego Chargers look like one of the best teams in the NFL, so that's not going to get any easier. So they need to step it up, because these next two, three games are going to be tough. Because after San Diego, they are at home against Arizona. And Arizona right now just beat the San Francisco 49ers, and they're undefeated. So Raiders got to step up. And they brought in the pieces to step up. It's not like they didn't try. It's not like they didn't go out. You know, they went out in free agency this offseason and signed some big names. They signed Justin Tuck, the defensive lineman from the New York Giants. He's won 2 Super Bowls. They've signed Carlos Rogers, Terrell Brown, both 2 cornerbacks from the San Francisco 49ers. So they've had some success. They know what it takes to get to the Super Bowl or get to the playoff. They brought in Maurice Jones-Drew, the running back. Yeah, he's played only 1 game. He's missed the last 2 games because of a hand injury. But Maurice Jones-Drew is at one point in his career, he was an all-pro NFL running back. Darren McFadden, you know, he's shown what he can do when he's healthy. So the Raiders, it's very frustrating because I think, you know, every year I think it's going to be different. And it's the same thing, same result. And yesterday's game was so disheartening, very disheartening. And I just sat there after the game and I was just like, it's the same thing. I was like, when is it going to change? When is it going to change? But I feel like the change is going to be around the corner. I like this year's draft class. I honestly do. I like Khalil Mack, the linebacker from Buffalo. I like him a lot. He's proven what he can do. He had 7 solo tackles yesterday, and he had 1 tackle for a loss, and he was putting pressure on Tom Brady. And that's one of the positives. We'll get that into that more later, but one of the positives from yesterday's game was that the Raiders defense was getting pressure on Tom Brady, and the Raiders defense wasn't doing that a lot lately. So we'll get more into that next segment. So we'll be back. So Raiders lost 16-9 to the New England Patriots. Next segment, when we come back, we'll be talking about what the positives of yesterday's game and also the negatives in yesterday's game. So stay tuned. Just wait, and we'll be back right after this break.
But I'm a millionaire.
Welcome back to Raider Rage. I am your host, DJ Smooth, and you're listening to Raider Rage on radio.dominican.edu. So we're going to talk about positives and negatives from yesterday's game of the Oakland Raiders versus the New England Patriots. So, positive. Let's start off with the positives because, you know, we don't want to get too depressed on this show. Positives was that the Raiders did, their offense stood on the field. They had more time at the possession of the ball than the game against Houston, the Houston Texans, excuse me. So the Raiders did stay, the Raiders offense stood on the field more. They controlled the ball more against this New England team, which kept this, I think that was one of the main reasons why the Raiders were still, were in the game, were close in the game, and they had a lead or so. So that was one of the reasons why the game was so close, because the Raiders offense did stay on the field and they did not didn't have their defense on the field like the game against the Houston Texans. In the game against the Houston Texans, the Raiders defense were on the field for the majority of the time, majority of the game. So they gave the Raiders defense rest, and that's why the defense played with more energy, got pressure on the quarterback. So that's the first positive. The Raiders stood on the field. The Raiders offense stood on the field more. And that's what you like to see from a rookie quarterback in Derek Carr. You know, he's, I don't want to call him a game manager, but he's controlling the game and controlling the tempo for his team in the best way, in the best, way for his team. So they weren't playing New England Patriot football. They were playing Oakland Raider football for majority of the game until, you know, New England started getting two drives before halftime where they scored twice. They scored a touchdown on the first drive, and then the Raiders had a nice defensive goal line stand at the end of the half, which only held the Patriots to a field goal. But besides those two drives, the Raiders offense really did outplay New England Patriots offense. They just couldn't get in the end zone, and that's the negative. So we're going to switch from positive to negative, and that's the negative thing. Even though the Raiders did have they had a better time of possession of the ball. They had the Raiders' possession of the ball was 28 minutes and 25 seconds. Even though they improved that from the game against the Houston Texans, They couldn't get the ball into the end zone. They couldn't get it into the end zone. First drive, they had their drive. It was the first scoring drive of the Raiders was 13 plays, 50 yards, it was a 6-minute drive, and they had to settle for a 49-yard field goal from Sebastian Janikowski. And next scoring drive in the third quarter, they had 7 plays, 29 yards. With a 3-minute possession of the ball, and they had to settle for another 37-yard field goal from Sebastian Janikowski. So that was the only negatives from the offense was that they couldn't score a touchdown. They couldn't get it into the end zone. Just because it was such a close game, 16-9, the Raiders only lost by a touchdown. So just imagine if the Raiders would have scored a touchdown on one of these field goals drives, they probably would have won the game. So that's what they need to do. They need to get the ball into the end zone. They need to figure a way to score touchdowns, because field goals are not going to win you games. Yeah, they get you a lead or gets you closer, gets your score closer to the other team's points, but it doesn't win you games. The only times a field goal wins you games if it's in overtime and the game's tied, or if it's a late second drive, a last, you know, 2 minute drive, final drive where it's a tie game and you can hit a late second field goal to win the game. That's the only time field goals win you games. But, you know, we don't want field goals. That's the thing. That's been the Raiders' problems for years now, is that they haven't had the talent on offense score touchdowns to win games. And that's why the Raiders have lost a lot of games in this past decade, is because they can't figure a way out to score touchdowns. And they need to figure that out. So that either needs to be the players or the coaches, but they need to figure out, hey, we need to score touchdowns now. Field goals ain't going to win us games. Because if they're just kicking field goals, then it's going to be a long, long season. And that's what it looks like from right now. Where the Raiders are 0-3 at the bottom of the division, bottom of the AFC. And it's not going to get any easier, because they have in their division, in the AFC West, they got the Denver Broncos. They went to the Super Bowl last year. Even though they got hammered by the Seattle Seahawks, Denver's still a good team. They got Peyton Manning. They got all the offensive weapons. Their defense improved by signing DeMarcus Ware. So Denver's no joke. Then you also got the San Diego Chargers. Like I said earlier in the show, San Diego's looking like one of the best teams in the NFL right now. So, and everyone's got to be on alert for San Diego, because they're a sleeper to, you know, make it to the Super Bowl. Hate to say it, I hate San Diego. Hate the Chargers. Hate the Broncos. Hate the Chiefs. Hate every other team except the Raiders. But San Diego's, I got to be real. I got to, you know, I can't be blind. San Diego's a good team. Then you also got Kansas City. Yeah, they're not as good as they were last year. They made the playoffs last year. They're not as good as they were last year, but they're no joke. Because when they play the Raiders, that's a big rivalry. They don't sit down. You know, it's Raider week. You know, that's what Marty Schottenheimer, he used to be the coach from the San Diego Chargers a couple years ago. He would have every week they would play the Raiders. That week would be Raider week, and he would train his team even harder because they were playing the Raiders. No one likes to lose to the Raiders. I don't know why. Why does everyone hate us? Like Al Davis said, it's us against the world. But back to my point, the Raiders need to start scoring touchdowns. Field goals are not going to win us games. So they need to start getting into the end zone. One more positive, defense played great. Played great. Held the New England Patriots to 16 points in New England. They were putting pressure on the quarterback. They didn't let, even though Tom Brady did have, he did complete 24 passes out of 37 for 234 yards with a touchdown, but you may look at that, if you didn't watch the game and looked at it, you're like, dang, Tom Brady really tore the Raiders defense apart. That wasn't the case. That was not the case. The Raiders were putting pressure on Tom Brady. You know, they sent Justin Tuck, Antonio Smith, Khalil Mack, Pat Sims. The defensive line was, you know, pressuring the quarterback. They were closing in the pocket. Brady was hurt. He hurried like 6-7 times. He was sacked twice. He was knocked down like a couple times. So the Raiders, it wasn't like the first two games of the season where the Raiders were giving the quarterback all the time in the world, because the first two games against the Jets and the Houston Texans, the Geno Smith, the quarterback of the New York Jets, and Ryan Fitzpatrick of the Houston Texans had all day to throw. There was no pressure. They could have, you know, had a barbecue back there, you know. They could have read a book. That's how much time they had last in those two games. But yesterday, Tom Brady didn't have that time. The Raiders were putting pressure. I like Jason Tarver's approach. Jason Tarver is the Raiders defensive coordinator. I liked his approach. He was sending in blitzing linebackers. He was blitzing his corners from the side, blitzing safeties. They, you know, he was sending Tyvon Branch and Usama Young, Charles Woodson. So Raiders defense played a heck of a game. I give them props. They really stepped up after their embarrassing performance last week. So Raiders defense played great. I had to have to give them props. The negative thing, though, for the Raiders defense was that linebackers Seal Moore and Nick Roach were unable to play. Those are usually our two starters. Nick Roach plays middle linebacker. Seal Moore plays strong outside linebacker. And they were injured, so the Raiders had to rely on their backups, Miles Burris and Kaluka Mavia. And on any other team, those two guys are only on the field because they play special teams, but they started and it was a real disadvantage for the Raiders. I don't want to make any excuses, but that's the truth. These two guys, Miles Burris and Kaluka Mavia, they don't have the same skill set as Nick Roach and Seal Moore. And these two guys were largely responsible for covering tight end Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski is the tight end for the New England Patriots. He's the one that spikes it. He's the big guy always partying with Johnny Manziel. But Rob Gronkowski's he's a Pro Bowl tight end, so they didn't have the skill set to hang with him. That Rob Gronkowski scored the touchdown yesterday for the New England Patriots, and also they also had the Raiders were at a big disadvantage because they didn't have two other starting linebackers, and that was the only negative thing for the defense that I saw, because secondary played great. Charles Woodson, even though at his old age, he's 37, even at his old age, he played a heck of a game. He prevented a touchdown late in the third quarter. Secondary played great. I had no problems. Terrell Brown played good. Carlos Rogers played good. Chimney Checkwa played good. I didn't have no problems. They made it hard for Tom Brady, and that's a hard thing to do because Tom Brady is a future Hall of Famer. He's an elite quarterback. Yeah, he hasn't had a great year so far, but still, Tom Brady, if you give Tom Brady, if you give him opportunities, he's going to take them and he's going to beat you. So the Raiders did good by, playing with the best. New England Patriots are considered one of the elite teams in the NFL. So for a team, the Raiders, for a team that's, young, doesn't have a lot of talent, wasn't expected to even this game to be close. Weren't even expected to be in the game. They played great for a team that was 14.5 point underdogs. And yes, there's really no moral victories, but if we had to take one, the Raiders shouldn't feel bad today. It's a heartbreaker. They should have won. But they shouldn't feel bad today. They shouldn't hang their heads low because they just played good football for four quarters with one of the best teams in the league. And it is sad. It's very disappointing that, when you should have won the game, but you lost. And it hurts. I've been there playing, I played sports in high school. I've been in that situation where we should have won a game, but we didn't. I think a lot of athletes have been there where they know that they had a chance to win the game, but the outcome was different. There was a different outcome. So they should, hang their heads high, get the win against the Miami Dolphins this week, this Sunday. and enter the bye week at 1-3. Yeah, it's not what we expected. It's not what you expected. It's not what the Raiders fans expected. But at least get a win, because after Miami, it's a very, very tough schedule. It's like I said earlier in the show, the Raiders have the toughest schedule in the league. It's not going to get any easier. Because after Miami this week, they have a bye. They play San Diego, the Chargers, in Oakland. Then they have the Arizona Cardinals in Oakland, and those two teams are on fire right now. Even with Arizona not having Carson Palmer, they just beat the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. Chargers are one of the hottest teams. Then after Arizona, they have to go to the Cleveland to play the Browns, and the Browns, they're no joke. That's not an easy win, especially in Cleveland. And after Cleveland, you got to go to Seattle to play the world champion Seahawks. And everyone knows how hard it is to win in Seattle. Seattle's only lost one game in the last 3 years at home. So it's going to be tough, but I feel like the Raiders are going to pull it off. I think they have the heart and the talent to compete in games. I think other teams, when they're going up against the Raiders, or even like NFL experts and analysts and all the ESPN, NFL Network, and all the stuff like that, all those guys, I feel like when they talk about Raiders, they think that the Raiders are a joke, but I don't see that. I might be you might say I'm a little biased because I'm a Raider fan, but I think the Raiders are they're tougher than what other people think, and they showed that yesterday. And that's the last positive. The Raiders showed the league that they can play with the best. And I think they showed themselves that they can play with the best. It's just, I hope they get that, and then things start clicking in their head, like, hey, you know, we have the talent to compete with the best. And I really hope that Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, does give Dennis Allen, the head coach, some more time, because there's been speculation that the head coach Dennis Allen's already on the hot seat. And I don't think that's fair. Yes, he hasn't had his first two seasons with the Raiders weren't great. They were pretty bad. Eight wins in two seasons is not good. But I feel like if Mark Davis does give Coach Allen more time, I think, you know, he can get the Raiders to back where they were. So we'll see what happens. But the Raiders did prove a lot yesterday in the loss against the New England Patriots. They proved a lot to themselves, and I think to others around the league. So we'll see. We'll see if they can, you know, turn it around next week against the Miami Dolphins. So when we get back, when we come back, I'll preview next week's game about the Oakland Raiders versus the Miami Dolphins. So stay tuned. And you're listening to Raider Rage with DJ Smooth on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Raider Rage. I am DJ Smooth. So let's head right into it. This is what we're gonna do right now. I'm gonna preview the game. Preview of next week game: Oakland Raiders versus the Miami Dolphins in, of course, London, England. So this is one of the first internationals games of the year. So there's gonna be a lot of hype around this game because it's international, of course. It's in London. Also, you got the Dolphins, Raiders. You know, those are the two well-known teams internationally. Believe it or not, but the Raiders are one of the most known teams in the entire world. Everywhere you go, someone has heard of the Raiders, either good or bad, but they've heard of them. So anyway, so it's Sunday, September 28th, 10 a.m. Pacific time, Raiders Dolphins on CBS. So I don't want to say the season's on the line because it's so early in the season, but this is a game the Raiders need to win if they want to still have hope to, you know, make it to the postseason. It's do or die now, because like I said earlier in the show, schedule doesn't get any easier. You still got to play San Diego twice, still got to play Denver twice, you got to play Seattle, the Seahawks in Seattle, you got San Francisco, got to play Denver, Kansas City twice, St. Louis Rams, they're not a joke, Their defense is one of the best in the league. Buffalo's pretty good. Cleveland, Arizona. So it doesn't get any easy. You know, so they got to get a win under the belt before the bye week. And this is their last chance to do it. And they need to start scoring more points, the Raiders. They've had week one, 14 points. Week two, 14 points. Last game yesterday, 9 points. It's not going to do. 9 points, 14 points is not going to do. You also want to know what else is not going to do. It's not great for you. If you're 28th in passing, if you rank 28th in passing in the league with only averaging 190 yards passing for the game and ranked last in rushing with only 64.3 yards a game, that's not going to do if you want to, you know, win games. So they got to step up. Defense, they got to kind of step up too. Passing yards, you know, they're ranked fourth in the league. They're only giving up 183 yards passing. And that's good. That's pretty good. So the secondary is doing their job. But defensive line and the front seven, the linebackers and defensive line, they rank 30th in rushing. They're allowing teams to run for 158 yards a game. You know, they let... Against Houston, the Raiders' defense let Arian Foster run for 138 yards. So, it's do or die now. I hate to say it, but it is. Because there's a lot on the line. There's a lot, you know, this game is going to, either if the Raiders win the game, something, a lot of things are going to happen. But if the Raiders lose the game, a lot of things are going to happen too. So, there's a lot hanging in the balance in this game for the Raiders, because, you know, Coach Dennis Allen is on the hot seat. He's on the hot seat. So if he doesn't win this game, he might lose his job. So he needs to get his team. He needs to get the Raiders and, you know, get them, you know, hyped up for this game. Cause there's a lot on the line. The GM, Reggie McKenzie, the Raiders' Oakland's general manager, there's a lot riding for him on too, because if they lose this game and Dennis Allen gets fired, he might get fired, because Dennis Allen was Reggie McKenzie's choice. That was his number one choice. He fired Hugh Jackson, the Raiders' coach at that time. He fired him and brought in Dennis Allen. And Dennis Allen's supposed to be a defensive guru. And yes, the Raiders played good defensively yesterday, but what we've seen the first two games, the Raiders' defense isn't good, and the stats show it. You can't rank 30th against the rush and expect to win games, because if the other team's running the ball well and, you know, running the ball good on the ground, that means, you know, times clicking off the clock, the opponent has more possession of the ball, so they gotta force Miami into three and outs. A lot of three and outs this Sunday. They can't let Ryan Tannehill manage the game and manage the tempo for the Dolphins. Can't let that happen. They can't let Sean Moreno, the running back of the Miami Dolphins, crack 100 yards. That should be the defense's goal. To get as much three and outs for the Miami Dolphins and to, you know, limit Sean Moreno and not let him hit 100 yards rushing. Because they need to show improvement. Because if the Raiders don't show any improvement this week, if they have a setback against the Miami Dolphins, then owner Mark Davis is going to be like, well, Coach Dennis Allen, Coach Allen, I don't see any improvement. You know, you guys had improvement against the Patriots. Even though we lost, you did show improvement. But you guys have taken a few steps back. And, you know, I came to my decision. I'm going to fire you. I'm going to hire a new coach. I'm going to start all over again. And I that as a Raider fan, I don't want to hear that. I don't think other Raider fans want to hear that because we've been rebuilding for so long now. It's time to win. This is time. It's time now. The Raiders PR and marketing, the public relations, they came up with the term all in or it's time. And the Raiders, the team hasn't shown it. You know, as a fan, why should it be all in, you know, get tickets, watch them on television if they're going to put up the same result? And so it's time. So the Raiders need to, you know, to get going now. You know, the season started. You know, the gun went off a long, long time ago. The race had already begun. And the Raiders, I guess they need to finally realize that. And I do think they can. I think they can pull it off against the Miami Dolphins. I don't see the Miami Dolphins. They're a good team, but I don't see them way better than the Raiders. I really don't. Oh, the Raiders stand at 0-3. Miami Dolphins are 1-2. This is a winnable game for the Raiders. This is a very winnable game. If Derek Carr can do what he did last game against the Patriots, but if he can do what he's been doing throughout these first three games, you know, he really hasn't had a bad game. His worst game was against Houston, but he threw for 263 yards. Yeah, he threw two INTs, but one of them wasn't his fault. The other one was, but he was trying to make a play. They're already down 27-0 or whatever it was. But Derek Carr really hasn't had a bad game. He's proven that he's capable of leading a team and taking them and have them winning games. It's not bad. So, you know. And also, you know who's got to show up next week? Are the receivers, the Oakland Raiders receivers. Because I really haven't heard them. The only one I've heard is James Jones. James Jones he played for Green Bay. The Raiders signed him to a 3-year deal during the offseason. And he's been one of Derek Carr's favorite targets. You know, but other than James Jones, other people got to, the other receivers got to show up. Denarius Moore, the one that dropped the ball, couldn't catch. He needs to step up. He had a fantastic rookie campaign. Fantastic. He was a fourth round pick, I think, back in the 2011 draft. And he, you know, exploded right on the scene. He was the deep threat, the Cliff Branch of the modern Raiders. He was supposed to be that guy, but he's kind of fell off. Not kind of fell off. He has fell off. He's fallen off. He's completely disappeared. There was talk during the offseason. There was rumors about he might not even make the team. He was a starter a year ago, and now there was rumors during the offseason that he was going to make the team. He needs to make plays for his quarterback, and yesterday that was a play that he needed to make. He cost the team a victory. If we're going to be honest, he cost the team a victory. And he should know that. So the receivers also need to step up. It's not just Moore either, Denarius Moore. Andre Holmes, he's a big target. He's like 6'3", 240 pounds. You know, he towers over these opposing defensive backs. Where is he? I only saw him with one catch yesterday. He needs to, you know, start getting open. Michael Rivera, the tight end, he had a great rookie year last year. You know, I haven't really heard his name. I don't know if Derek Carr doesn't like to throw to him, but Michael Rivera needs to get open. hopefully the Raiders can get Maurice Jones-Drew back and have that 1-2 punch with Jones-Drew and McFadden in the backfield. And also, the Raiders need to start getting fullback Marcel Reese more involved in the offense. Marcel Reese is the Raiders' only Pro Bowler last year. And he's a very he's a threat. He's a threat to other defenses because he played wide receiver back in college. So, but he's also bulky. But he's not a tight end. He's not big enough for a tight end. He's not fast enough for a receiver. But he's a fullback. And so if you put a corner, if the defense puts a defensive back on him, he's too big for the defensive back. But if the defense puts a linebacker to cover him, Marcel Reese is too fast for that linebacker, so he can beat him in open space and get open and, you know, get the chains moving and towards scoring a touchdown. So the coaching staff's got to use Marcel Reese a lot more because he's one of the best players and he's one of the best threats. I don't understand. I talk to my friends, my parents, and when I talk about the Raiders, and they always ask, like, why don't they use Marcel Reese anymore? Like, why don't they use him a lot more than they do? Like, and he can run the ball. Last year, he had a game where he ran over 150 yards. So he can run. He can be a running back, a wide receiver, a fullback, whatever you want him to be. They need to get Greg Olsen, the offensive coordinator of the Raiders, need to get him more involved in the offense. And if they do that and, you know, they get a good rushing performance from Maurice Jones-Drew and Darren McFadden and get a strong performance from Derek Carr and the Oakland Raiders and the defense, if they play as they did yesterday, the Raiders have a chance to win this game, even though they already have a chance anyways, because, you know, it's the Miami Dolphins and they're not one of the best teams, but this is a winnable game for the Raiders, and they need to win this game because a lot rides on this game. This game predicts what happens for the rest of the season. If they lose, then it's going to be a long season. But if they win, there's still that little bit of hope that, you know, they can still give us, this Raider Nation, a little bit of hope that, you know, they can turn things around and make this a very successful season. So my prediction for the game, I see the Raiders winning the game. I'm going to go score. I'm going to go 20-17 Raiders. I feel like the Raiders made a lot of improvements. They showed a lot of improvements yesterday. They showed what they can actually do. So I'm going to go Raiders 20, Dolphins 17. Raiders go 1-3 entering their bye week. So we'll see. But I just want to thank you all for joining me. Again, this is Raider Rage. I am DJ Smooth, the host. I am on. Raider Rage is on from Mondays 1 to 2 p.m. each week. We'll talk about the previous game, preview the next game. So thank you again for joining me. I hope you have a great, fantastic day. Don't forget to watch Monday Night Football tonight. And I just want to leave you with a saying, Raider Nation, win, lose, or tie, Raider fan till I die. Thank you again. Have a great day. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.